Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I am so glad that you've joined us on today. It is such a blessed time on this crisp fall day, but everything is going great and everything is going well. And as always, I just like to thank God for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. And this is Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I am just so glad that you've joined us once again on a Monday. Monday always kicks off the week. It is a miracle working Monday. Why is it a miracle working Monday? Because each and every one of us, we are miracles that God has created. And so each and every one of us, we are walking miracles. So I'm just thanking God for that and for you. And I thank him for you coming and joining me on today. It is just truly a blessing. It's truly an honor for me to serve you and for you to come and for you to be with us at this time. I do want to say before we get started is that if you have a question or if there's something that you want to ask, if you have called in, then you will need to press 1. If you are doing it over the chat, then you should be able to submit a question. But at any rate, I just want to say that I'm glad that you're here and I'm glad that you joined us at this time. And I really do hope that when it's all said and done, that you will have gotten some information that will help you in positioning yourself and branding yourself. I want to direct you to our website. It is www.themeplace.com. That is the Me Place. That is the Mentor Empowerment Institute of who we are. And that's where we do all of our webinars, our seminars, and we also do our coaching. And we are still offering the 50% off coaching. So if you're looking to go to the next level and you want someone to walk alongside you, you want someone even more than that to push you, to shove you forward, then you want to take advantage of our coaching. And you can go to the same website, www.themeplace.org. And so I'm so excited about everything that's happening with us. On today, we are looking at brand up, elevating your brand for optimum success. And one of the reasons that we do this is because we will be offering our upcoming webinar series, Branding and Marketing on Less Than a Shoestring Budget. And so you want to make sure that you look out for those various seminars and workshops that we will be doing, because one of the things that I have come to realize over the course of a few decades of doing marketing and public relations, and especially in these last several years where I have really been working with small teams, to emerging, to small businesses, to medium-sized businesses, to individuals who may be writing a book or they may have a CD product, but just positioning yourself. And one of the questions that always comes to me is, well, how can I afford it? And so that's one of the reasons why we develop branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget, because I have identified various ways in which that you can get yourself out there and you do not have to spend a lot of money. But in order to get yourself out there, I think you really need to begin to understand, do I know how to get out there? Who am I? What am I trying to do? What is my brand? And I think the majority of people, when you're first starting out, you don't know your brand. You don't know even how to figure out what is, you know, how do I start by identifying what my brand is? You may say to yourself, you know, I have a product, I have a service, or even a ministry. And even if you are a church, a lot of times you don't know your brand, you don't have a logo, you don't have a slogan. All you're doing, you're just haphazardly going through, but you're not putting forth a concerted effort in order for you to manage your brand. If you don't manage your brand, no one else is going to manage your brand. So it is imperative that you begin to manage your brand, that you begin to think about exactly what is my brand. Because in the process of you're thinking about, okay, what is my brand? What am I doing? What am I trying to convey? What audience am I trying to reach? What look do I want? What respect do I want to command? All of this is part of your brand. All of this is a part of you putting that your face forward. Your brand is going to precede you. Many people will see your brand before they really get to know you, and you want to make sure that your brand is standing out. You want to make sure that you are looking the part. One of my philosophy is I want to look like a big girl. I want to look as though that the company in which I represent, that it is a company that has more, that when people look at it, they say, now that's a company of integrity. That's a company on the move. That's a company that's progressive. And that's what I want for my company. That's the image. That's the look that I want to portray. I want to make sure that in the process that when people come to me, I'm looking like I'm an expert. You are a solutionist. You are providing solutions. You are selling solutions. And when people decide that they want to take, that they want to embrace your solutions, you have to make sure you're looking like an expert. You have to make sure they say, this is somebody I can trust. I look at this company, I feel that they're trustworthy, and your brand is going to do all of that. That's what your brand is going to do for you. However, if you have not taken time in order for you to really plan your brand, then how are you going to do it? Your plan, do you know what your brand objectives are? Have you gone through a whole process of developing a whole branding approach, developing your whole branding approach, you will be able to walk away and you will be able to know what's your brand, what's your vision, what's your mission. You will be able to know all of these things, and all of these things will come into play. All of these things will help you in moving forward. But you got to begin to map out. You got to do your due diligence to make sure that you know exactly what is my brand. And in the process of thinking about your brand, always think of the longevity of your brand. Think about your brand being able to move through the mutations of your company as well as through the mutations of our society, of the business world, of what's happening. And so you always want to make sure that your brand will keep you relevant and make sure that you will be able to compete. Do not lose sight of that. One of my favorite stories that I like to tell, I like to talk about Microsoft Word and WordPerfect. And the reason is that some people, you don't even remember WordPerfect. And some of you may have an inkling. I think law firms still use WordPerfect, but WordPerfect is definitely a dying breed. However, WordPerfect, in my opinion, and in several other opinions that I knew, was head and shoulders above Microsoft Word. However, Microsoft Word was a marketing maven, and they really positioned their brand in the marketplace. They were a marketing maven, and I'm going to tell you why. Because what they did early on, they made sure that they positioned themselves as a solutionist, providing a solution. So when Microsoft Word first came out along with WordPerfect, what they did was Microsoft Word, not WordPerfect, they made sure that every computer that was bought, whether it was a company buying it or you bought it individually, it was all WordPerfect. Microsoft Word was already on there. And what did they do? They basically took the market. Because if you were at work, they started off with the work environment. And when you were at work, you used Microsoft Word. So naturally, when people went out and buying the personal computers became more popular, what did they say? I want Microsoft Word. Now, those of us who were using WordPerfect, and WordPerfect as one time was the industry leader, and they were the ones that were leading the charge. However, they did not manage the brand. And in the process of them not managing their brand, most people don't even know about WordPerfect, even though it still exists today. And most people look at it as being an inferior product to Microsoft Word, when it has always been, in my opinion, a more superior product, because there are a lot of things that you could do in WordPerfect way back when that you could not do in Microsoft Word. But they didn't manage their brain. They didn't manage their brand well. And there are other brands out there that you will think about. They come and they go. They're not managing them well. When this whole information highway hit, and during that whole high tech era, and people were coming out, and they had companies and companies that did some of the same things that companies that were able to sustain themselves, like Google, like Twitter, companies that are, they're having staying power. Look at MySpace. MySpace, we don't even use it anymore. Now we're looking at Facebook is setting the trend. And I'm telling you all this because even though you may be a smaller company, even though you may not have the same type of, the same widespread impact that some of these larger companies have, it still applies to you. You must manage your brand, and you must foresee the changes and the curves that's going to happen, so then you can change and curve. You're going to develop a business plan. You're going to develop a marketing strategic approach, but you always have to realize it is dynamic. And so you don't want to get stuck in the curve when the curve is changing and you're stuck doing things the same way. If you take time to sit down and begin to understand what branding is all about, understanding that I need me a nice logo that's going to carry me through, not just for today, but I need one that's going to carry me through next year, 5 years, whatever, because you are positioning your brand. And that's why you have to think about all of these different components of it. And you have to think about, you know, what is the longevity of it in developing your marketing, your strategic approach? Do you know what your vision is? Do you know what your mission is? Do you understand your product? Do you understand who your target market is? Or are you just basically saying, I have a product and I want to get it out to market? Everybody is not going to need your product. So you have to, in managing your brand, you are going to have to identify who is that target audience. Because if you don't know who your target audience is, you're not going to be successful. So these are the things that you're going to have to do. These are the things that we like to help people with because we understand them. We understand how to position yourself, how to get yourself out into that marketplace, how to understand who you're trying to reach. Sometimes you really don't know. All you know is I got something and I want to get it into somebody's hands. Well, who is the somebody's hands that you want to get it into? That's the question that you must answer. Who is that somebody's hands I need to get this, I need to get my product, my service, I need them to get into? I want you to think about your brand, and I want you to think about how it looks. Do not let your little nephew or your little niece do your logo. I remember years ago I met this guy, and this guy had what he called a magazine that his daughter had done. Now, I don't know how old the daughter was, but if you ever was in kindergarten or first grade or definitely the lower rungs of elementary school, and you put together a book, and you use string to tie it together, or they stapled it together. Well, this is how this man's magazine looked that he said his daughter had done. And I remember he kept telling us, remember this magazine? The magazine was called Yuri Star. It was terrible. Image is critical to your brand. you have to think about your image. You have to think about, what is my image? What am I trying to portray? You want to always look at it from the standpoint of, or trying to see it from the standpoint, is that you're totally detached from it. If you cannot do that, go to a reputable person. We can help you with that as well, who will look at it and say, is this, do you think my logo looks nice? Do you think it's projecting what I need to project? Do you think it's professional enough? Do you have a logo? Can I just ask that question? Do you have a logo? And sometimes people don't have a logo. I want to say again, if you have a question, all you have to do is press 1 and we will open up our lines. But do you have a logo? Do you have a logo that will take you from 1 year to the next year? Do you have a logo that's representing you? Invest in having a logo done. We also help in logo design, logo development. There is a psychology to developing your logo. You have to think about, what color do you want? You have to think about, what is your product? Should your logo have a warm, fuzzy feeling? Should it have more of a professional look? These are all the questions that you have to ask yourself when you are looking at, how do I brand? How do I get my face out there? How do I put my best foot forward and putting it out there? All of this comes into play, and you must ask yourself this. You've got to do the criticalness of your brand. You are the one that's going to manage that brand. Nobody else is going to manage the brand but you. And now you may say, well, what about my employees? Can I say this? When you first start out, the likelihood that you're going to have employees are slim to none. So your employees, let me just help you, is you, yourself, and you. Or you can say, it's me, myself, and I. That's who your employees are. But that doesn't necessarily mean that anyone has to know that the only employee that you have is you. Because when you are branding and when you are marketing, you want to look at everything that goes, that you send out. You don't have to go around with a poor mouth image, looking like, give me a handout. If you look like you're looking for a handout, and you're trying to get customers, and you're trying to reach your target audience, they're going to start thinking they need to help you and they need to give you some solutions, as opposed to you being that expert and providing them with some solutions. So, you know, you hear what I'm saying? You are positioning, your brand is going to help position you as an expert in order to generate more business. And your brand should always be developed in the mindset that it is helping to progress your company in every area. Now, I want to say that I know that sometimes you may not have a huge amount of cash to outlay right now, but there are various things that you can do in various places out there where you can get some help, and it's cost efficient. If you do not have a website, get a web presence. Get a web presence. And in many instances, you can get a web presence for free. You want to position your brand as an expert, begin to think about how you can begin to blog. We talked about blogging last week, but you want to think about, how can I become that blogger? Because I need to get my brand out there. I need to build up my audience. I need to build up my tribe. I need my followers. I need people that really want what I'm having. You know, don't look at it so much in, I want my brand to reach broad numbers, as much as I need my brand to reach the right people. So you can reach 100,000, but if you reach 100,000 and nobody buys your product, it's like reaching no one. But say, for instance, you have taken your brand, you've targeted it, you've looked at who's going to be that target audience that you're trying to reach, and in the process of you're looking at that target audience, you begin to say to yourself, okay, I know this is the audience that I'm really trying to reach, and in the process of me trying to reach them, I need to make sure that I'm giving them what they want. It may be a smaller pool. You may be a big fish in a smaller pond, but you can be a little fish in a big pond, and you don't sell a thing. but you can be a smaller fish in a smaller pond because you've done your due diligence in identifying your target audience. You understand their needs. You've established a needs assessment. You've done some comparative analysis, some competitive comparative analysis with some other organizations or companies that providing the same type of product or service. And then you're going to do a better job in making sure that in the process of you're reaching that target audience, that they want what you have. It doesn't make sense to send your stuff out and you're just sending it out, but you're not being very strategic in how you're sending it out. You want to be very strategic in how you are sending your information out in order to maximize your results. And the way you're going to be very strategic is you're going to have to do the needs assessments. You're going to have to understand your audience, your target audience. So when you're in the process of promoting your products, your services, positioning yourself in the marketplace, then they will understand this is a company I need to work with. But if you're all over the place and you're just like a Uzi, you got to be a sniper when it comes to your branding. You want to be very specific. You want to know who your target audience is. You want to know what your message is to that target audience. That's what you want to know. And in the process of knowing it, you want to begin to understand this is the market I'm trying to hit. This is the market I'm going to put all of my efforts. You want to do that. And it's really critical that you do that. It becomes critical that you do that, that you are willing to say, let me do what it takes in order for me to go to that next level, in order for me to do my due diligence. And I'm telling you, you will see results. You will definitely see results. You'll see a difference. When you're branding, you have to think of every component of your brand. You got to think of your website. You got to think of your logo. You have to think of all of your printed materials, all of your Facebook, your Twitter page, your LinkedIn page. You have to think of Google+, every social media platform that you're on. All of that's going to come into play when you're doing your brand management and you're looking to position yourself. Now, I do want to say this, that you want to make sure that when you're putting your stuff up, it looks good. You know, if you don't have anyone to do your graphics for you, you can go to canva.com. That is one of my favorite sites, canva.com. And in canva.com, you can create your banners for all of your social media platforms. And your brand should be seamless, a seamless integration of your brand from your website, your business, all of your printed collaterals, your business cards, your stationery, to your social media platform. But you could always go to Canva, and I'm going to give you that website again, www.canva.com. And at Canva, you will be able to create all of these things, and in many instances, they already have the template. Now, let's talk about you're in the process of developing a banner for your website. You're in the process of developing that look that's going to take you from your website to your social media, also on all of your printed collateral materials. I cannot stress this enough. Do not get font crazy. Do not get font crazy. And people do, they go font crazy. You know what? This is what you need to do. When you're in the process of developing your website, developing any type of material, don't use all those crazy fonts. Don't use all the, you can make it where it's 3D and all of that. That makes you look very amateurish. Can I say that again? It makes you look amateurish, and it does not position you as an expert in your field, and that is your goal, is that you want to position yourself as an expert. The rule of thumb by most professional graphic designers is this: use no more than 3 different typefaces, and if you do not have an eye for really using typefaces, stick to some of the standard ones. like Garamond, like Times Newman, like Georgia. Stick to some of those. And that's something that we can help you with. We can help you in developing that look that you're trying to convey, a professional look. I looked at a flyer the other week. It was so hideous. Can I say hideous again? It was so hideous. And when I looked at it, I had to search out for the people that were going to be on the program, and their picture was in there. There was so much going on that flyer. It was so busy. It was like, you know what? By the time I had to say to myself, I don't even want to find out where this event is going to be, who's hosting it, who the speakers are. It was just too busy. Simplicity is the rule of thumb. When you're in the process of doing a lot of your branding, you're developing your collateral pieces, you're doing your website. You know, it doesn't have to be where you say, oh, I'm going to put this up there and I'm going to put that up there. You have to think about it. It's just like if you're doing your resume, you're not going to put every little minute thing that you've ever done. This is your company. Your website, that's a brand. That is your online business address. And just like if you had a brick and mortar building, you want that curb appeal, that address to look good. You have to feel the same way when it comes to your website and what you're doing for your website. Remember, seamless integration. So whatever you have on your website, it should also carry over into all of your social media platforms, because you're in the process of developing a brand, and people need to keep seeing your brand over and over. Frequency breeds acceptance. So you can't say, I'm going to have a T on my website for my logo, and then I'm going to put a U on Facebook. I'm going to put an A, and I'm just using letters, but your logo must be consistent, and you want to use your logo. You want to put your logo out there so people can begin to have brand recognition. When we see that Coca-Cola logo, if it doesn't even have Coke on the bottle, we know what it is. We know what that Pepsi logo looks like. We know the Nike swoosh. And it is because these are your brand, and you are in the process of making sure people recognize what your brand is. Sometimes your brand is you. People recognize my brand a lot because of me, because they look at it and say, oh, I remember her, because she is a woman who has no hair. And so when they remember my picture, get a professional picture taken. Doesn't cost a lot of money. And I'm going to tell you a way that you can do it, and you can do it cost efficiently. And we talked about this a time before, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But I just want to tell you this. This is what you do. Sears, Target, JCPenney, there are some people that's positioned in stores. All you do is get that free photo shoot that they give out. You go, you get yourself together. You arrange to go to a makeup counter like MAC or something like that, get your makeup done. When you get your makeup done, then what you're going to do is this. You're going to go and have your picture taken. You need one or two good headshots, maybe some body shots. That's it. And it's going to cost you no more than $50, definitely no more than $75. But that'll get you that start that you need. Don't, some people say, well, we'll just take a picture and you're up against a wall. Get you a professional shot done. And there are times that we put together photo shoots in order for people to get professional shots done. So you want to make sure that you're a subscriber so you can get all of this information from us. So you'll be up to breast. So you'll be abreast of it, and you'll be able to take advantage of it. But I'm telling you, if you listen to what I'm saying, you will be successful. I know what I'm talking about. I've done it in the past. I'm still doing it. It's your brand, and you have to work your brand. You have to position your brand. You have to market your brand. You want to make sure that you're everything is going out, and you're looking at, and people know you. That you have established of excellence in everything that you do. You want to have that spirit of, it's going to take, that spirit of excellence is what's going to take your brand to the next level. Look at yourself and say, is when you put something together, identify a larger company that you want to be identified with and say, would they do this? If it's a company in your respective industry or profession or business, and say, you know, would they put this out? And that way you have established a barometer in the process of you developing your brand, how it should look. There's another place that I'm going to give you that you can get stuff done cost efficiently, Fiverr, Fiverr.com. And we also have put together a list of cost-efficient ways in order for you to help manage your brand, develop your brand, developing logos. So we've put together a list of cost-efficient ways in which you can do many things, from developing PowerPoint presentations, all of these things. And we teach all of this to you in order to help you put that professional face on for your brand as you position yourself for elevation, to elevate your brand for optimal success. And it begins with having a professional look. That's really what branding is that you're having a look that appeals to people. You're understanding who your audience is. You understand your vision and your mission. Everything that you do is going to stay within that vision and that mission. You are looking to develop a logo that's going to speak of who you are. And some people say, but it's the company. You are the company. Initially, you are the company. Your drive, your passion, that's what's going to be driven. Steve Jobs is gone. He has left this earth. But Apple is still driven by the passion that was a part of who Steve Jobs was. So I'm telling you, you're the company. What is going to be your look? What's going to be, and if you're a ministry, I don't care if you're a storefront, if people walk by your church and they see that you have put just crap on there, they're not coming in. I'm telling you that right now, they're not coming in. I wouldn't come in. So I want you to remember all of these things. I know I was trying to give you a lot of information in a small amount of time, but you want to make sure you get to our website, www.themeplace.org. Make sure that you sign up so you can get information about branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. Make sure that you're a subscriber to our email list so then we can make sure that we are positioning you and we are putting you in the right, we're giving you that right look, and we can help you in that, coaching you, mentoring you. That's what it's all about. One thing I do know, and I wish I had more time to give you more information, but we do a series of branding and marketing on less than a shoestring budget. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that you connect with us because we want you to look good. I don't want you to go out there and you're putting trash out there. I want you to go out there, and when you go out there, I want to make sure that you get that best face on. I want to make sure that you are positioned for success at every time. Brand up, elevating your brand for optimal success. I'm so glad that you came to be a part of us on today, on this Monday. I'm looking forward to you coming and being a part of us again next Monday. And again, you know, let us know. You can inbox me on the social media platforms that we're on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Let me know some of the things that you want to hear, have interest in, so then we can make sure that we provide that to you. And with all that being said, I'm so glad that you came. I'm so glad that you were here. I do hope that you learned something in the process, and definitely let me hear from you. Let me hear from you. I want to hear from you. Let me know what your company is so then we can pray over your company and we can pray for the success of your company as well. Looking forward to you being back again on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Shawa's Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.